Yes, I strongly believe that a lot will be achieved. I believe that because nothing like this has happened in the annals of Nigerian political process. I believe that because never a time had Nigerians collectively been agitated like this. I believe it because there has been a continuous tension, agitation, protest all over Nigeria. I believe it because there is abundant evidence of people's resentment and frustration. So the people who have gone in are aware of all this charged atmosphere. There is tendency that what we have today in Nigeria is a bottled anger, which if not carefully and tactfully diffused, it will explode.
What is the cause of that bottled anger, as you put it?
So many reasons. Since the incoming of the present administration, people's expectation to a large extent has not been met. After several years of military rule, people had expected that the incoming civilian, the current civilian government, should take positive actions to ameliorate the people's suffering. Instead, what people have got is almost a dictatorial government. What people have got is winner take all. What people have witnessed is economic decadence, looting, high corruption, monumental corruption. So people are really angry. So that is why Obasanjo has taken the most successful and commendable steps in his administration to put this conference together. It is an escape route for him.
As you know, the constitutions generally were written by the military in Nigeria. What type of constitutional reforms do you think are realistically possible in Nigeria?
Thank you very much. For one to appreciate the situation in Nigeria, the anger of Nigerians, one must understand that since 1966, every constitution that had been written was written by the military. And they had written everyone to suit a particular area in this country. People from the south are marginalized, and people from the southeast are more marginalized. For example, before, when General Gowon created states in Nigeria, he created 12. That is 6 from the north and 6 from the south. But when the military, starting with Ramat Mohammed, to Babangida, to Buhari, to Abacha, they skewed it in favor of the north. So the type of constitution we want now is the one that we reinstate through federalism. I am not an advocate for a disintegrated Nigeria. No, I will not support it. We will not support it. But let there be a constitution that will give every part of Nigeria economic equality, political equality, and social recognition.
Well, that brings up the issue of oil revenues. Everyone would like to share in them. Many claim they are not receiving their due from the oil revenues. How do you go about making everyone benefit from the oil revenues?
It's very simple. As soon as we have a good constitution, now, the issue of derivation is very, very important. If the people at the helm of affairs have been treating people from oil-rich areas equitably, all these agitation would have been minimized. So I would like these resources to be shared by all Nigerians.